You're listening to Moody Radio, and I'm Kirk Heyman. Creation Evidence Expo 2008 is coming to Indianapolis September 20th through the 24th, featuring a museum of dinosaur bones, some fossils, and artifacts, as well as some more current, up-to-date things I think you'll enjoy, video presentations and seminars providing indisputable evidence of the accuracy of the Genesis account of creation. We've been talking the last couple of weeks about the Creation Evidence Expo with Dr. Carl Baugh, Dr. Charles Jackson, Dr. Thomas Sharp, and my guest today, Dr. John Whitcomb. By the way, all ages are welcome to the event, and admission is free. If you'd like more information and to check out a schedule of the event, you can find it at www.creationevidenceexpo.org. As I mentioned, my guest today is author and speaker Dr. John Whitcomb. He is president of Whitcomb Ministries Incorporated and founder and professor of Christian Workman Schools of Theology. The website is whitcombministries.org, and I think I should spell that out, WHITCOMB ministries.org. Dr. Whitcomb has been a professor of Old Testament and theology for more than 50 years and is widely recognized as a leading biblical scholar. He taught at Grace Theological Seminary in Winona Lake, Indiana, until 1990. Having said all that, Dr. Whitcomb, welcome and thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Kirk. It's a joy to be with you this morning.
Well, as mentioned, coming to Indianapolis September 20th through the 24th is Creation Evidence Expo. Dr. Whitcomb, is this your first Creation Evidence Expo, or have you participated in the past?
Not in this particular one, Kirk, but I've been around the world having expo types of ministries here and there, and it's a joy to have this opportunity right near our home in Indianapolis.
Right in your backyard, yeah.
Right.
So this is your first one for this particular Creation Evidence Expo.
Right.
All right. Well, looking over your academic credentials, it appears that you have more of a theologian's background as opposed to perhaps science. So is that how you approach your teaching at the Expo? Is it more from a theological standpoint?
Well, I've studied science, especially paleontology and historical geology, when I was an evolutionist at Princeton University in the early 1940s. And I've taken other such courses, but a lot of reading. But my specialty under God, for which I thank Him profoundly, is mastering the written revelation called the Bible, in which we have the frame of reference within which all science must be seen and understood.
Well, let me key in on something you briefly said, because I didn't know this about you. You mentioned that you were an evolutionist decades ago. Let's explore that further. What was the turnaround? What was the turning point for you?
Right. When I came to Princeton in 1942, I wanted to study in the School of Public and International Affairs to become a diplomat or maybe even ambassador for the State Department. My father was a great military leader, and so was my grandfather, in the First and Second World Wars. But God had other plans for me, other plans, praise God. At the end of my first year, a missionary from India and Afghanistan came to my dorm room at Pine Hall at Princeton University and talked to me about Jesus Christ, the Lord of creation and the Savior of men. And that night, Kirk, I came to know Christ as my Savior, and can I say it strongly, I have never recovered.
That's a good way of putting it. Very good. And so up until that time, would you say, is it accurate to say that you held to Darwinian evolution in your thought processes?
Yes, that is the only approach that Princeton University offered, especially since about 1900, the university officially, openly, publicly turned away from Christianity. That was one of the great tragedies, as you know, in the Ivy League colleges like Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Dartmouth, Cornell, and so forth, and in fact major universities all over the world today teach nothing else about origins than the evolutionary perspectives of Charles Darwin and his followers.
So since your conversion experience when you came to know Christ as Savior and your Christian growth and maturity over the years, did the Lord take you in a different direction from what you had originally planned when you went to Princeton?
Yes, I immediately realized I had to know more about the God of the Bible and the Bible which God entrusted to us. A month later, I was drafted, shipped to Europe, and 3 years later, I almost lost my life in Belgium in the Battle of the Bulge in December 44. God spared me to come back to finish at Princeton and to be more active with Dr. Fullerton, who had led me to the Lord, in reaching other students for Christ at the Princeton campus. In fact, one meeting we held invited all the students and professors to see a great creation film, The God of Creation. And among the 200 who showed up for the film was Albert Einstein. I greeted him afterward, gave him a piece of Christian literature, but who knows what impact may have been accomplished by the Spirit of God in the lives of hundreds, if not thousands, of students during those years. And I just thank God on every remembrance of the light that he brought into my darkness, the joy and hope that he brought into my despair, through Christ, the Savior of the world.
Amen. My guest today, author and speaker, Dr. John Whitcomb. He is founder, professor of Christian Workman Schools of Theology and president of Whitcomb Ministries, Incorporated in Indianapolis. Again, the website is whitcombministries.org. Some of the web pages associated with the main website are still under construction, but I am anxious to see a lot of the information that will be posted in the future as some of that material is completed. Dr. Whitcomb, it looks like a very comprehensive website, and it's going to be even more so as time goes by. Wanted to ask you, too, I think one of the arguments from those who hold to Darwinian evolution and oppose intelligent design is that the two are not compatible, that science and what they may term as religion are not compatible, but in fact they are. Is that your viewpoint?
Yes, the intelligent design movement, which really became internationally recognized in the late 1980s, has conclusively, absolutely demonstrated that the nearly infinite complexity of living things and the marvelous design of the whole universe around us demands an intelligent designer. And yet, that is just the beginning. The Bible says not only is the world obviously designed by someone, and we're accountable for that, aren't we? Romans 1, we're without excuse if we deny that the evidence points to God. But we also know who that designer is, and it's not a secret. He came to this planet 2,000 years ago to introduce himself and his Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things were created, and without him was not anything ever made that was made. And so we emphasize not only the intelligent design that is evident everywhere in the world, but who the designer is and what he came to the world to do in God's love for the world, whereby we can be saved through faith in his finished work on the cross and his resurrection from the dead.
Well, Dr. Whitcomb, you have a couple of presentations at the Creation Evidence Expo. I was just checking over the schedule before our time together today. You have one entitled The Origin of Mankind, or the Creator of the World, and then you have one, the Genesis Flood and the Fossil Record. Can you provide an overview of these talks and what you'll be presenting?
Yes. God willing, we're going to focus, first of all, on who the Creator of the world really is, namely Jesus, and how his sign miracle ministry for 3.5 years flashed back into his sign miracle ministry in the first 6 days of creation of the world. Jesus made it very clear in Matthew 19 that Adam and Eve, our ultimate human parents, were created not millions of years after the earth or after the universe came into being, but they were created at the beginning of everything, because the world was made not for angels or for animals, but for people. And God, of course, is coming back again to establish his kingdom on this earth, not some other planet. Even though we are relatively small in size as a planet, we're infinitely significant to God. He so loved the people on this planet that he became a human permanently in Jesus Christ at his incarnation to be able to die for us and be our Lord and our Savior. So we're going to emphasize some things about how he created the world, the order of events. We're going to look at the origin, nature, and destiny of dinosaurs. Children just are fascinated by these amazing creatures that once dominated the world.
Mm.
And we're going to see that in the light of the book of Job, the book of Genesis, and modern scientific discoveries, God willing.
Yeah, even adults are fascinated with that. I speak to that for sure. The subtitle of your couple of talks, Dr. Whitcomb, The Origin of Mankind or the Creator of the World and the Genesis Flood and the Fossil Record, it says field trip for high schools, then field trip for homeschools. Will this be geared to those age groups in particular?
Yes, we're going to make it available and relevant, I trust, and fascinating to every age group. I often say, eight-year-old boys know everything you ever wanted to know and more about dinosaurs. How many of you men here at this meeting were eight-year-old boys at one time? We want to make it very fascinating to every age group, and I trust that under God, by the Spirit of God's illuminating work through the Scriptures, we can perhaps see things we never really saw before in all these marvelous connections.
What do you hope people come away with after participating in these sessions where you speak?
My prayer, Kirk, is that people will say, I never knew that God's word was that clear, that precise, that obvious on the order of events, the timing of events, and the nature of the events that took place at the beginning of the world. Millions of years don't solve anything. God has made it clear throughout the universe that everything is going downhill to destruction. All the stars burning out, the comets disintegrating, everything in the world gradually deteriorating. That's because of the curse that that came into the world because of man's sin and rebellion, the curse of God. That's the opposite of evolutionism. The second law of thermodynamics, everything is going down, down. And only the exceptions are in an open system where we have people or even angels and God intervening to stop, to reverse that trend, which is very rare. And so we want to see the whole picture, Kirk, of how the universe began, what happened to it, what's happening now, and the ultimate final destiny of all things.
Well, I think we've had a great opportunity in our time together, Dr. Whitcomb, to at least get an overview of what you will be presenting. And it is fascinating. It whets the appetite, that's for sure. And so this is, again, the Creation Evidence Expo 2008 coming to Indianapolis September 20th through the 24th. My guest today is author and speaker Dr. John Whitcomb, president of Whitcomb Ministries Incorporated, founder and professor of Christian Workman Schools of Theology, and the website Whitcomb Ministries, that's WHITCOMB Ministries.org, WhitcombMinistries.org. Before I let you go, Dr. Whitcomb, you also, before our time together on the air today, mentioned another website where I believe audio is available?
Yes, we are so thankful for nearly 200,000 people worldwide who've listened to one or more of our sermons or talks, and this is www.sermon, S-E-R-M-O-N, sermon audio, audio.com/Whitcomb. And we hope you'll tune in, friends, and enjoy some of these presentations from the living, precious, and powerful Word of God.
Well, Dr. Whitcomb, thank you so much for joining me today. It sounds like an exciting time with the Creation Evidence Expo, and I think a lot of folks will learn a tremendous amount just from these two sessions alone. And there are others, by the way, for more information on the expo, creationevidenceexpo.org. You can check out the schedule there and find more information. That's www.creationevidenceexpo.org. Dr. Whitcomb, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Kirk. God be with you.